the Spirit of truth, who art in all places and fillest all things, treasury of blessings and giver of life, come and abide in us and cleanse us from every impurity and save our souls, O good one. Glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace, goodwill among men. Glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace, goodwill among men. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall declare thy praise.
It is time for the Lord to act. Bless, Master.
Blessed is our God, always now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen. Pray for me, Master.
The Lord God, direct your steps into every good work.
Remember me, Holy Master.
The Lord God, remember you in his heavenly kingdom, always now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen. O Lord, thou shalt open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. O Lord, thou shalt open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. O Lord, thou shalt open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. Bless, Master!
Blessed is the kingdom of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
In peace let us pray to the Lord. Of the whole world, long in the state of the holy churches of God, and the union of all men, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for those who with faith, reverence, and the fear of God enter therein, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our Father and Metropolitan Joseph, our Bishop Anthony, the Honorable Presbytery, the Diaconate in Christ, all the clergy and the people, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For Metropolitan Bulos and Archbishop Yohanna, and for their quick release from captivity and safe return, let us pray to the Lord. For our president, civil authorities, and armed forces, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this city and every city and countryside, and the faithful who dwell therein, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For healthful seasons, abundance of the fruits of the earth, and peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For travelers by sea, by land, and by air, the sick, the suffering, the captive, and for their salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our deliverance from all tribulation, wrath, danger, and necessity, let us pray to the Lord. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Calling to remembrance our all-holy, immaculate, most blessed and glorious Lady, the birth giver of God, and ever-Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our God.
For unto thee are due all glory, honor, and worship, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Oh,
Aiden wa aiden isalami ila rami
hapun.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. Our all-holy, immaculate, most blessed and glorious Lady, the Theotokos and ever-Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us command ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our God.
Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Father, now and ever, and to each to be.
Amen. Bless Master, who we
and
bless
you.
Spirit, whom also the angels are.
Nosri.
Alusia Abshava Kwabarik Miratha. Reike Rabos Rubu Irahi.
Alhikma.
Maslun Mirisarat al Kiddis. Burus Rasul Irahi Afasos.
Nosri.
يا إخوتي إن الله بكونه غنيا بالرحمة ومن أجل كثرة محبته التي أحبنا بها حين كنا أمواتا بالزلات أحيانا مع المسيح فإنكم بالنعمة مخلصون وأقامنا معه وأجلسنا معه في السماويات في المسيح يسوع ليظهر في الدهور المستقبلة فرط غنى نعمته باللطف بنا في المسيح يسوع فإنكم بالنعمة مخلصون بواسطة الإيمان وذلك ليس منكم إنما هو عطية الله وليس من الأعمال لا يفتخرها أحد لأننا نحن صنعه مخلوقين في المسيح يسوع للأعمال الصالحة التي سبق الله أعدها لنسلك فيها
wisdom.
The reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians.
Let us be attentive.
Brethren, God, who is rich in mercy out of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved and raised us up with him and made us sit with him in the heaven, in the heavenly places with Christ Jesus, that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. By the grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not because of works, lest any man shall boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we shall walk in them.
Peace be to you, reader.
And to your spirit. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Shall live in the protection of the God of heaven.
Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
He shall say to the Lord, you are my protector.
Asking, Good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said to him, Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Honor your father and mother. And the man said, All these I have observed from my youth. And when Jesus heard it, he said to him, One thing you still lack. Sell all that you have and distribute to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me. But when the man heard this, he became sad, for he was very rich. Jesus said, seeing him sad, said, How hard it is for those who have riches to enter the kingdom of God. For it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. Those who heard it said, Then who can be saved? But Jesus said, What is impossible with man is possible with God.
Glory to thee, O Lord. Glory to thee.
Please be seated.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. Blessed feast.
Blessed feast.
Blessed feast. We're on Wednesday evening this week, we celebrate the feast of the entrance of the Mother of God into the temple. For the living temple of God, came and met the old temple of God who was. But that's not what I'm talking about this morning. I'm going to talk about preparation. And as often happens in my mind on the way to church this morning, a whole other image of preparation came into my mind that I thought I'd share with you briefly, because it made me laugh, because I don't know where it came from. So, a young man in college, an athlete, is told to prepare for his event, which will be the pole vault. So he decides that he will go and practice swimming. Makes no sense. And when it came time to do the pole vault, he didn't know what to do. He couldn't perform. Seems pretty silly, right? But yet, the world is beckoning us at every minute, especially this time of year when the days are growing shorter and the temperatures are dropping and snow is sitting on the ground. The world is working and doing its best, preparing in its own way, and beckoning us to prepare with it for the birth of Christ. Our ears are filled with song already, songs of the Christmas season. And displays are put before our eyes to entice us. Toys that our children have circled in catalogs. Diamonds for our sweetheart. Find the perfect gift at Jared's. Luxury cars to carry us from the boredom of everyday life. Mercedes-Benz, the best nothing. Air fryers, so we can have it both moist and crisp at the same time. 5G phones. Imagine what 5G can do for you. And 98-inch 8K OLED super ultra high definition televisions. You'll never see the wall behind your TV again. The world has a way of preparing for Christmas. But brothers and sisters, it is not our way. And amongst all Christians preparing for Christmas, we as Orthodox prepare even in a way different from all of the other Christians. As a start, we might keep in mind what we hear at the funeral service. When death comes, all of these things vanish utterly away. Where are the gold and the silver? All our dust, all our ashes, all our shadows. If we truly believe that this life is passing away and that our only hope is in our Lord Jesus Christ and the life that goes on after this life, then we know that our preparation is a preparation of humility, a preparation of listening and hearkening to what the voice teaches and how it leads us. Obviously, one thing that we have started already and that we always view, I think, in a negative light is the fast. Even though this fast, this winter fast, is a very light fast. You know, with olive oil and wine on Tuesdays and Thursdays and fish on Saturday and Sundays, at least for the first part of the fast. But yet, if we have eyes determined to do the pole vault and not swim, eyes set on Christ and not on the things of this world, then we can find great joy in fast. In fasting, we become weak, and we can remember that Christ is my strength and my protection, as the psalm says. Olive oil, when it is permitted, and on those days when we partake of it, we can remember the healing and soothing that Christ brings to our souls. Just like those of you who still practice the old ways, olive oil brings comfort and healing to our physical wounds. And when wine is allowed, especially when we take it with bread, how do we not have in our minds and our hearts an image of the Holy Eucharist, the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who he gives to us, and take joy not only in the physical delight of that wine and bread, but in humbling our hearts and remembering how our Lord offered himself for us. Not only in his death, resurrection, his body and blood, but in his becoming man, humbling himself so that he might be able to participate in and partake of everything that we go through every day of our lives. This last week, as I said, we had the entrance of the Mother of God into the temple, the living temple, the one who God came to dwell in bodily. She came to the temple of the old law, the temple built with stones that are not living, the temple of the law that can only bring death. Our mother is needed. She who brings life, that life of which we participate in and will participate in this morning. Another way of preparing. But many of us must have had our eyes focused on swimming and not on the pole vault, because there are only a handful of people there. special hymns of matins. For those of you who were here this morning at matins, I'm sure you delighted in hearing Christ is born, glorified him. Already son, the greeting that we reserve between ourselves until that day of the Nativity, we sing already in matins. The church prepares our hearts. In the gospel reading today, we hear of a young, rich man. And it's really a very interesting and fascinating story, and in many ways, it's our story as well. For even though he had prepared his entire life to provide for himself, amassing riches, focused on treasures of this earth, yet he comes to Christ, seeking eternal life. That's what he says. And when Christ presents the truth to him, that eternal life is not from the things of this world, even though he had prepared himself, let me say that differently, even though in preparing all his life for reliance on himself and having a thirst yet for Christ, knowing that he did not have everything he needed, he turned from Christ and walked away. Not with joy, but with sadness. The church can prepare us. But if we don't participate in that preparation completely, fully, offering ourselves, as we say in the liturgy so many times, to Christ our God, then we too could walk away in sadness. Because we know the story has been told. We've heard it so many ways and so many times. We're here this morning to the end of our lives. Will we be faithful? Will we stay true? Or will we walk in this way? Brothers and sisters, this is a time of preparation. Throw yourselves into it, and not only now, but all the days of your life. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Deacon Michael. Just a few announcements. This Tuesday we'll have Little Compline. It won't be on Wednesday. Little Compline, and then Exploring Our Faith. That begins on Tuesday at 6 p.m. This Tuesday also, in the morning, we have our soup kitchen, our once-a-month soup kitchen, where we go and help feed the hungry. If you're interested and would like to do that, please see Johnny Eshock. Today we have a second tray. There's an insert in the bulletin for IOCC. IOCC stands for International Orthodox Christian Charities. It was a group that was started a number of years ago, and it's a pan-Orthodox group, so all of the different Orthodox in this country, whether they're Middle Eastern background, Greek, Russian, Serbian, whatever they are, participate in this organization. And it's raised millions of dollars to help the poor all around the country and all around the world. So we'll be having a second tray for that today. Do we have any visitors with us today we'd like to welcome? Nice to see Tamara and Yara from that school work, wherever they're at. Nice to have you guys.
We have Gemma and
Ah. Yeah, nice to see you. Getting ready for the wedding.
Yes.
Great. Anyone else? Very well. If we could please stand.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace, wisdom.
That guarded always by thy might, we may ascribe glory unto thee, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
power of thy Holy Spirit enable me to bring the Lord to share before this thy holy table the sacred mystery of thy holy and precious blood. My guardian, be a part of it, and pray for not to be together with the Lord.
Nicholas, Elaine, Michael, William, Lois,
Taylor, Joanne, Shafika, Patricia, Fran, Karen, and Albert, Michael, Jennifer, the newborn, Mila, Maria, Noti, Carrie, the newborn, Matthew, our expected parents, Renee, Erican, and Dina, and Leif, your servants on the occasion of their birthdays, Charmel, Marcos, Rami, Zian, Terry, Ariana, Hussam, Michael, Sharon, Donald, Lindsay, Ferris, Lena, Mario, and Isa, your servants who are celebrating their anniversary of being united in the sacrament of holy matrimony, Leif and Dina, and Roger and Sandy, all first responders and those suffering throughout the world, especially in the Middle East and the city of Flint, the supporters and benefactors of our parish, and the members of our parish council, ladies auxiliary, team soil, altar servers, altar society, chanters, choir, church school, ushers, OCF, and preschool ministry. May the Lord God remember his heavenly kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages. All Orthodox servants of God departed this life in the hope of life everlasting in the kingdom of heaven, especially your servants, Olivia, Andrula, Hanna, and Hilda, and your newly departed servants, Roland and Raja. May the Lord God remember his heavenly kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
You and all Orthodox Christians, may the Lord God remember his heavenly kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Our life painless, blameless, and peaceful, and
and the defense before the fearful judgment seat of Christ, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant
this,
O Lord.
Calling to remembrance our all-holy, immaculate, most blessed and glorious Lady, the fell total sinner, Virgin Mary, with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our God.
Through
the compassion of thy only begotten Son, with whom thou art blessed, together with thine all holy and divine life-giving Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Assalam, leisure me, I come. Again,
and didst not cease to do all things until thou hast brought us up to heaven, and hast endowed us with thy kingdom which is to come. For all these things we give thanks unto thee, and to thy only begotten Son, and to thy Holy Spirit, for all things of which we know and of which we know not, and for all the benefits bestowed upon us, both manifest and unseen. And we give thanks unto thee also for this ministry, which thou hast vouchsafed to receive in our hands, even though there stand beside thee thousands of archangels and 10,000 of angels, the cherubim and the seraphim, 6 winged, many eyes soaring aloft, pouring their wings, singing the triumphal hymn, shouting, proclaiming, and
Amen. Bless both, Master,
changing them by thy Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
That to those who shall partake thereof, they may be unto the vigilance of soul and the forgiveness of sins, under the communion of thy Holy Spirit, under the fulfillment of the kingdom of heaven, and unto boldness toward thee, not into judgment, nor into condemnation.
And again we offer unto thee this rational worship for all those who in faith have gone before us for their rest, forefathers, fathers, patriarchs, prophets, apostles, preachers, evangelists, martyrs, confessors, ascetics, and every righteous spirit made perfect in faith, especially our all-holy Immaculate, most blessed and glorious Lady, the birth giver of God, and ever Virgin Mary.
For the unity of the faith and the communion of the Holy Spirit.
ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our Lord.
And vouchsafe, O Master, that with boldness and without condemnation, we may dare to call upon thee, the heavenly God, as Father, and to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Thank you.
brothers, fellow sisters. Forgive me, brothers and Lord's
offering.
Forgive me, brothers and sisters. Lo, I draw near to immortal King and our God, the precious and holy body of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ. Depart unto me for the remission of my sins and unto life everlasting. Amen.
Oh,
cross with joy for us all.
O God, save thy people and bless thine inheritance. Blessed is our God, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Lord, have mercy.
thy servants, O Savior, and preserve them in that life of blessedness which is with thee, O thou who lovest mankind.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Thou art our God, who descended into Hades, and loosed the bonds of those who were there. Thyself give rest also to the souls of thy servants.
By the protection of the honorable, by the powers of heaven,
at the supplications of the honorable, glorious prophet, forerunner, and Baptist John, of the holy, glorious, and all laudable apostles, of our father among the saints, John Chrysostom, Archbishop of Constantinople, whose divine liturgy we celebrated, of the holy, glorious, and right victorious martyrs, of our venerable and God-bearing fathers, the great martyr George, the trophy bearer, great patron and protector of our community, of the holy and righteous ancestors of God, Joachim and Anna, of all the saints, have mercy on us and save us, for as much as he is good and loves mankind. To the prayers of our holy fathers, Lord Jesus Christ our God, have mercy upon us and save us. Please sit for just a second. I wanted to mention, because we have a lot of our parishioners that don't normally come, that are here today for the memorial service. Last week we had our annual parish meeting. We have it once a year, and the main purpose of the parish meeting is, besides information being passed on to all of our parishioners about all the things that we do here at St. George during the year, most specifically, we pass a budget for next year, financial budget of expenses, and of course we're guessing, hopefully, what the income is going to be. We're guessing and hoping that that will be our expenditure. And then what else is very important that takes place in the General Assembly is the election of three people to the parish council. This happens every year. Once a year we have this meeting. And it's so important. Our parish council, when we had our meeting this past week, discussed at length how can we help people understand and inform them about the process of the different meetings and the different organizations that we have here, the different ministries we have here at St. George. Right now, we've rescheduled the General Assembly for January 12th. A couple of weeks prior to that, different people from the parish council will speak about what is the General Assembly, how it's important, and so on and so forth. We didn't have the meeting because we didn't have enough of our parishioners, voting members, at the meeting. We had to have a third, just one third, of the members. And we didn't have enough to be able to have the meeting, so that's why it's postponed now and rescheduled for the week in January on the 12th. The council isn't beating up on anybody, and I'm not beating up on anybody. The doors of the church are open, and we hope that you come all the time to be a part of our worshiping community, to be a part of our Orthodox faith, to work in our daily life, as Deacon Michael was talking about in his sermon, to work in our daily life, to be prepared. Not just for baptisms and weddings, not just for our businesses, but to be prepared to be able to get into the kingdom of heaven. You'll hear more about that. And I know it's hard for some of our parishioners because I don't speak Arabic, but we'll have things translated so people can understand. I love you, God loves you, the parish council loves you, and we really want everyone to come together, to be here all the time, so that we can pray together. Deacon Michael comes out and he says, Ela Rabbi Naplu, let us pray to the Lord. Let us, all of us, our parish family of St. George, and when we have services in the church, we really like to have all of our parishioners here. God bless you, God be with you, and have a blessed Thanksgiving.
May God bless
you. Oh, yeah, sorry. As you do, we've done the last number of years from the North End Soup Kitchen and Catholic Charity. are asked to be angels for those children that are in foster care, or those children that don't have family, to be there to help them during this Christmas season. She's got tags. If you just take the tag of a child and help get whatever gifts that the child is looking for,